Okay, your excitement about the upcoming Global Economic Summit, 5 words or less.
Okay. Thought leadership plus fast cars.
Woo, that is good.
What more do you need?
This is Ag Bioscience. Welcome and thanks for joining. I'm Mitch Frazier, President and CEO of Agronovis Indiana. This is the podcast where we explore all things Ag Bioscience, the people, products, and innovations across food, animal health, plant science, and ag tech. From Israel to Monaco, Governor Eric Holcomb and Indiana Secretary of Commerce Brad Chambers have been on the road this year taking the story of Indiana to business leaders around the world. This week, the governor is bringing the world to Indiana, not just for the Indy 500, but for a new global event, Indiana's first ever Global Economic Summit, a sold-out three-day event designed to accelerate Indiana's global growth. Joining us today to share more about the summit and the opportunity it creates for Indiana is Senior Vice President of International Engagement at the Indiana Economic Development Corporation, Andrea Richter-Gary. Andrea, it is fantastic to have you here today.
No, thank you so much for having me, Mitch. I'm excited to talk about this great event.
Well, there is so much to discuss about the event, the Global Economic Summit. But first, I want to start with you, Andrea. You have such an incredible career globally with the U.S. State Department and so much more. Share with us more about your background and what brought you back to Indiana.
Happy to. So, no, I was a Midwest girl who grew up on a farm, so definitely lived the ag bioscience industry firsthand. But my interest in foreign affairs brought me to D.C. for grad school and then an eventual career. So I was always very focused on economic statecraft, which is the idea of how do you use economic drivers to bring countries together, peoples together. So, yeah, I worked at the State Department focused on energy policy and then had the privilege of working at the White House for a little bit over a year in a previous administration and traveling the world with President Obama. So it was fantastic, brought me everywhere, but wanted to come home and really plant roots, have a place to raise our family. So my husband and I came to Indiana and are thrilled to be able to kind of build this global vision here in the state.
So good, and in such an important time. For those that don't know, the Indiana Economic Development Corporation, really interesting public-private organization, yeah. Chaired by the governor, supported by industry. Talk with us more about what's known as the IEDC, yes. The Indiana Economic Development Corporation. Talk with us more about its focus, and especially maybe its new focus now, yeah. With Indiana Secretary of Commerce Brad Chambers.
No, it's a fantastic and a flexible model that we moved to, and I know IEDC is a mouthful, but basically what it means is we have elements of both a public sector government and are able to speak on behalf of the state that way when we interact with other governments, but also the beauty and kind of speed of doing business for corporations that you know when you invest here, you're going to get decisions made, you know, by your next board meeting. You're going to have tools that are modernized to be able to grow your business. So having that kind of flexibility has been a fantastic way to really incentivize growth in our state. We're thrilled to have Secretary Chambers and kind of his new vision about how you are intentional in building the economy you want versus receiving the economy that you can get. So when I look at industries like ag bioscience, that's a focus industry. So we're really looking at how do we build industry, but also how do we build communities and the quality of life where people want to come and work and live here as well. So it's an exciting time to be at IEDC for a variety of reasons.
So good. And as we look at this time, this unique time, the governor, the secretary have been all over the world, been talking about this first ever Global Economic Summit, kicks off later this week. What was really the impetus? What was the sort of flash that said, boy, we need to do this?
You know, it was really kind of a natural focal point of what our story has been, not just the last 4 or 5 years, but even roots to, you know, one of our first international offices in Japan almost 30 years ago. But I think why it became more necessary now is we'd actually planned this for 2020. So some of you may have heard some of these promotions a few years ago. And then COVID happened and we had to postpone. And I think coming out of or looking to this post-COVID world, it became more apparent that challenges are truly global. We are interconnected, whether we want to be or not, and to really lean in to know that that growth becomes beyond our borders. So the idea was, how do we kind of capitalize on this opportunity after such a tough few years and bring together our global partners to tackle these challenges together? So this last December, we said, hey, let's do this. I know it was still uncertain, but you know, you take risk, and we wanted to make sure that we could really put a focus on this gathering and make it important. So we're thrilled to see the response and so many interested delegates from across the world who will be joining us.
Well, we've already started to get the list of folks who are coming in. Yeah. A lot of really interesting ag bioscience companies. Yeah. Tell us more, you know, who's going to attend the event, yeah, and what can those folks who are attending this now sold out event, yeah, expect to see over the next 3 days?
So it's a fantastic crowd. You know, we have over 800 registrants at this point. We wanted to start with kind of a manageable way for people to have intimate conversations and be able to really meet. But you're going to hear from experts from across the world, national business leaders, and then also our local community of business, academia. So in the ag bioscience, you know, sphere, we're hearing from fantastic speakers from some of our companies here, like Elanco, but also hearing from foreign-based organizations, from, you know, startups in Paris, from some of our foundation partners. So we're really going to have a wide variety of perspectives to be able to talk about these issues from all angles. I do have to mention, we're thrilled with the global reception. Right now, I think we're up to 28 foreign delegations, which represent foreign governments at very senior levels. These are ambassadors, these are ministers who will be attending. So to see a diversity of perspective is really what's going to make this conference unique.
So good. We're talking with Andrea Richter-Gary, Senior Vice President for International Engagement at the Indiana Economic Development Corporation. Andrea, undoubtedly, Indiana's $52 billion ag, yes, bioscience economy and all those a part of it, yep, going to be a part of the discussion at the Global Economic Summit, particularly as it relates to this global food supply chain that we saw during COVID really become, mm-hmm, fragmented. We're seeing now impacts with Ukraine, mm-hmm, and sort of the ripple effects that, mm-hmm, that has. How do you envision GES, Global Economic Summit, advancing discussions on key topics like ag bioscience, supply chain, et cetera?
We were very intentional when we created the program. You can only have so many discussions in a day and a half and still be meaningful.
Right.
So when we looked at what the future of the economy was, it wasn't kind of a standalone industry. It was the nexus of these industries. So, I mean, Agrinovis is a perfect example of this. Food security won't be tackled by traditional agriculture alone. It won't be tackled by technology alone. How do those two go together? But then also, how do you have a nod to sustainability? So it's all about this intersectionality. And I think that is why we've tried to put together panels that reflect that. So when you're hearing from a corporation or a startup. So I think in ag bioscience particularly, it's placing this as a topic that is pertinent to Indiana, but also pertinent to our partners in Kenya or Ukraine or Brazil. So how do we make those connections and maybe have shared applications together? And that's what I think I'm most excited about, that this is not just about talking, it's about how do you apply this the day after the summit and the week after and the 6 weeks after the summit.
It's exciting. Now, yeah, if I know Governor Holcomb and if I know Secretary Chambers, they usually have something beyond just the headline that's happening. Anything we can expect in terms of big announcements during GES?
Yes. You have to turn in later this week. I know. It's not fair, but I can't take all their thunder. But yes, I think what makes, you know, Indiana kind of a unique platform as a state to host this is we're doers. We make things, we grow things, we build things, and that authenticity is so important to show that we're action oriented, right? So yes, this conference is going to be about discussing, but it's also going to be about doing. So stay tuned. We're excited to welcome some of our businesses to maybe share some announcements, some of our foreign government partnerships. Ag bioscience will play a prominent role in some of that. So back to my first answer, yes.
I love it. Well, you heard it here first. Big things are coming. Okay, Andrea, last question for today. What's next? You have such a big, yeah, bold vision. The secretary, yeah, the governor have such a big, bold vision for this international growth. Mm-hmm. What's next for Indiana's global brand?
That's a great question. I mentioned this is a focal point, but it's not a culmination. This isn't kind of the end of an international effort, right? It's an intentional time to gather people, but the trips are going to continue. The partnerships are going to continue. Inviting businesses to come here, you know, partnering with research institutions. It's just another step in this journey to be able to have Indiana's, you know, solidify its place in the global economy. So yes, expect more travel. Our bags are packed. Expect more visits. Expect more announcements. But we're fired up. So we're ready to get some stuff done.
Us too. She is Andrea Richter-Gary. She is Senior Vice President of International Engagement at the Indiana Economic Development Corporation. Andrea, really been a delight. Thanks for joining us today.
Great. Thank you so much, Mitch.
And thank you for tuning in to Ag Bioscience. You can get the latest Ag Bioscience news and insights from discussions just like this by subscribing wherever you listen to podcasts. And while there, you can access our entire library of archived episodes. And as always, you can learn more online at agrinovusindiana.com. On behalf of the entire Agrinovus team, I'm Mitch Frazier, thanking you for listening. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
This podcast is a product of Inside Indiana Business, hosted by Gary Dick and produced by Kayla Chittister and Joe Ullery. More people get Indiana business news from Inside Indiana Business than any other source.